Although many U.S. lawmakers remain stubbornly resistant to such a move, some are beginning to come around, thanks to the oil that has already greased the American political system. Money. States that have legalized marijuana have already reaped tremendous financial gains. As of February 2014, the state of Colorado had already collected at least $100 million in revenue from marijuana taxes. Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper predicted that 2015 sales and excise taxes on marijuana would generate $98 million for the state, well above the $70 million annual estimate floated when voters approved the taxes. In Washington, budget forecasters predicted the state's new legal recreational marijuana market could swell coffers by more than $190 million over 4 years, starting in mid-2015, a fact that has not been lost on many observers. Voters and state lawmakers around the country are watching how this system unfolds in Colorado and Washington, and the prospect of generating significant revenue while eliminating the underground marijuana market is increasingly appealing, said Mason Tvert, a legalization activist for the Marijuana Policy Project. Should other states also decide to legalize the drug and tax it aggressively, they would stand to gain similar benefits. Beyond tax revenues, the legalization drive has also benefited the economy by creating a whole new industry with new jobs and opportunities. By mid-2014, Colorado had established a huge business in pot,
with about 340 medicinal and recreational pot shops open in Denver alone.
More impressively, fears over the legalization of weed appeared unfounded, with both crime and traffic fatalities down. According to Denver police, burglaries and robberies dropped between 4% and 5% in the first 4 months of 2014. Contrary to some expectations, data released by the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment in mid-2014 showed pot use among high school students had stagnated and was actually beginning to decline. The percentage of teens who reported using marijuana in the previous month dropped from 22% in 2011 to 20% in 2013.